Mr. Gully, Reel 11. How long were you at Bridlington on that first session of your experiences?
Well, I think it'd be well into 1941 into the summer of 41 when the British came over. And then to me, it was more important.
This was when you were earmarked to join an armoured division.
That's right.
I think it was the 42nd. I think it was the 42nd division.
That's right. And I'm not sure whether it was all of the 2nd.
I think you became 127 Brigade there, so it must have been just a brigade move.
I was a late attack because of the first two. I got this letter or card to report to the British Amendments of the well performance on the end of the and you're up in bad boys for 2350 hours and it's been a sort of kicking around the country. And anyway, when we got there, there were the two troops who went there, took a few military members, which is like a tent of tea. And I was sure that I killed the two more. And nothing ever happened to the military members. The only thing of note that I remember happening to the military members was the one that everybody around the tunnel was supposed to put the troops in the tunnel and the tea. And there's this dog of blame, this silent people. Well, I've left my mind and my invention to see what else I've ever, apart from what we need to do in the beginning of the day, but I can't remember any exercises, or office meetings, and all of a sudden, we were back in the
beginning. We are not taught to jump into and out of trucks.
No, this happened. No, it's not an open or rhythm. It could be before. I just can't remember. We ran these buses. And we said, the children used to rush over the bus, then all the windows on, and all of a sudden, there would be big bus, and everybody had to leap out of the windows and out of the doors, and into a sort of a German attack. And the bus was shot everywhere. Well, that must have been before the winter, very soon. It was easy to do. And a lot of bus drivers were driving into the city. And we were going all around the ocean. Of course, we got the impression that we were being a mobile unit with the case of the opinion. That was the impression that nobody told us what we were doing it for. It was just the paper on the detail, great social, good service, marching order, quality booking exercise. And outside, climbing the road with the parade, falling in along with the bus, and into the bus we got. And we got lost to my uncle. We jump out of the bush and run around the bus and do fire section or platoon attack or a company attack. Come back there on the bus and come back to start the run. I have the clue, nobody ever told me anything. I didn't know anything about it. It's a trick. What I thought, my question was, there must be a second engagement. So what we do here, we are a more about a squad group. But if there's a great squad in the way, we'll let you do this and print there and reinforce it over there. And then we showed this thing with all the very tenements. That's right. We joined this squad. I wanted to know these tenements. And all I can remember the unless we did all this, that was mine, and we were there that long.
About a month.
About a month, I think. No. My name is Chad Miller. It was a horrible yes. It was nailed in a cubby. The only point we had were a few line girls who had jumped through the early chair. We were in attendance. The two houses were terrible. The room was awful. He had a very good evidence, I think they had to get a route, and so far in the route, you can run about every 2 hours or something like that. There were no matches, there were no champions of any description. And it was a shock to the system. There was no way to be built out. It was actually the biggest place who said, we'll build that seat to be here there and see what we can do. And then all of a sudden, we're packing up again, and we're on the way to Bolton.
And back to second division.
Back to the second division.
What happened to you then?
At Bolton, oh, great. We went to a place called Latin Hall, which you can visit with you if you don't know all the stables. We were in the stables, which were beautiful, after the turn of day. Obviously, we were seeing the stuff that had little beds, little wooden beds, which were never seen, sitting there, with old fairy mansions, a huge fire, long fire at the end, really great. Now, it's a 14 in my head. What is it more than we went on an exercise? And we slept in this farm where the village had a wall. And everybody started to itch. And I think it was there that we had to go through the immersion session. Everybody had to strip off and go through. So it wasn't the same as the moment. If you told me about that exercise, I wouldn't do it as more fun. What we did at Morton, when we first cut the line, was the investment. The rest of the time. We had gone, I'm not sure where I did the rest of the time was. We had gone up the hall and told them that last time. And this can all end here. Recognition, take the board to work these this month. So I think we need to see something came over here, into the workers. The headquarters was in Rillington, and I'm not telling you anything. Super similar that I know to, but in a mission hut, and I feel that was the back and forth, which I have been back to the other.
What are Nissen huts like to live in?
They are fine. I found them comfortable. We had a boiler, a fireplace, around the fireplace in the center of the wood, the chimney went up. And on the cold nights, it used to turn black, but it used to turn red, and there's something used to put in there. And we are tremendous for making toast. If you get all the loaves of bread a bit far away, you're going to have a real feel of it. The nights we sat down there with toast and margarine and making dishes with a pot of tea, and sitting cracking and telling the field, I have spent near the track or not, but they were always warm, except when the wind is very cold, because you can have a second fire and the third one is slightly in the spring.
On beds?
On beds, yes. No, we were lucky when we were having the high bed. Concrete floor. There was like that. A central watch bed. And a roof top. But, I call it anything. They're going to come in. I think they're probably in the old life, and more than I was delivering them, but the school place I did in this was really very good.
If you were there at the back end of the year, and the winter would be coming in.
That's right, yeah. And, if you've had a winter in York, it's a cold winter. Because I think that was one of the fabulous. On the old Italian turned out snow killing. I think, of course, the road is all gone. And if you've had a day out from 6 o'clock in the morning to the tea sandwich, and the table through the floor before the fucking afternoon, you're really hungry by the time you get on the hike. So when the soil goes to the field, you won't have a chance. Because it was really cool. I think that would be a way to start the warm weather for us. The roads are blocked from the mountain going and the starboard.
Had you your own cooks, company cooks?
Yes, we saw the new union rule, we got these chaps in the year 16. Here's a few. I'll spend the night in court and the food after that. And here's a thing, I was still on a little college in Dixon, but they used to come in year 16 cooks. In fact, I had my first dinner Christmas dinner cooked by Army Theatre Club. First time in Christmas, it was a way in Goodwood.
And at that time, I think you lost your CO and got another one.
Yes. Stobart.
And Theobald came in as 2IC.
That's right. Stobart.
What was he like?
Well, it seemed more like a 50-year-old company gentleman than anything, I mean, Colonel Stobart. Company gentleman, so I would say. I mean, if you could help it, the embassy or anything, I think it would just be
pretty. You would be getting pretty well equipped by now, were you?
Officers are in place, actually made it finish. Everybody was to be a job. No one was job. And even that, every father was to be his last role. And the father showed us, everyone knew his role. We knew who was number one on the bread, one was number two at the church. It was a rather good winner, a well trained winner. I'm sure you should have been in the day at that time. We all knew that it was too long to be out of the country. It was not a goal of exercise, it's repetition, repetition. And the Lord knew he could only have chosen to be in the movement.
What were they like as a weapon?
Oh, I don't know. Well, that's pretty good. In England. We tried to come to the winner.
Were other new weapons coming in?
Well, that was the only new weapon that came in. The layout of the weapon was too low. The very one, and the one. The only new thing we had was. Oh, that one got this big, like, grenades, which they should have heard of that.
They weren't much good, were they?
Well, we didn't find them. We just said they were wrong for them. We didn't take a lot of really good. Well,
did you have anything like phosphorus grenades, anything, at this point in time?
No.
So it was a 36, was it? Or?
The name was 3600, which is the usual name. I do a 7 second series of a 4 second series, which can be the same. The only time I was asking to get that one, of course, was a 4 second series, and what does this mean? The only new weapon we got was the Johnson Swimming Team, which I took out with the team. Because I was second commander, and I was second commander to each player that comes into the team.
Can you describe the weapon to me?
Well, short barrel. We've got a straight magazine with 35 rounds, or a long magazine with 50 rounds. It was a boot which you could remove, the tie from a hip, tie a 0.45 bullet. Tremendous vehicle fire. I think that was a great one, but I knew it was a trouble. Even once the tie to a custom blew a hole, looked all close fighting. It was tremendous. We had a big recoil screen, which you could take out, and which was the tool that was on. It was a time on the ground for the damage. So, it was a money back to have a
run. What was the trouble with the spring?
Well, attention. I think the 32 is the word of the spring. If you haven't been caught for a long time, of course, if you imagine you haven't been caught for a long time, the spring is working. When I got the fires, the first time I got the fire on, when I really knew it wouldn't care. And that wasn't the only thing. It was replaced by a stem on the front of the ship. You know, all sorts of stories about it. In fact, I've always been able to get one of my friends. The spring is moving. And it was all about jungle reading. thing I was using at the UFA. I was doing another one in the last 2 weeks.
Well, we'll come to that, of course.
There was something about, all I think is, a functional chamber could be used and not carried loaded too long. If you're not, you've got to take the thing cocked. You're going to try to cover it with the thing cocked. I think the spring was compressed too long. When you really want to use it, it never released. They were taken away from us, I said, even this year, which I was out of the ship, or they were taken away, so they were taken away. They said, the community, you remember, because when they were in it, on the morning when they were in the city, 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 and all sorts of different. That was one of the stories. I think the name was Movements for the Tree. Because as I said,
and by now, of course, you say you're a very well trained unit, and presumably the division was a well trained division.
It was.
With all its various supporting units.
I think the VFA is a good thing to do. It's been very good for a long time. The training is going to be hard. Every month, down to the summit, we go nearly so. There's no doubt about it. There was really no better division. I was saying that we fell on this time.
When you left Malton in the December 41, where did you go?
Cheltenham. And then that was when we got the first. And that was what was going to happen. We were given tropical kit, policeman's helmets, trophies, trousers which are turned and bottoms, possibly. We eventually learned that we lose the button and turn them down, which just came above the arrows, and they looked like Norman Wilson. And this was the equipment they were going to give us. Cargo shirt, four stocks, of course, all the Northwest Korean men. You can do all of them. All around these four stocks. Their four stocks is like, it's a stocking with no modding in. It's just a coat. Neil will give us a demonstration of it. But this is ridiculous. And it looked like the people had moved in the Northwest country in 1936 and whatever. It was a horrible thing. And that was the first thing that we got, that we was in Gordon. Well, the Lord, nobody knew. And we just showed up an enjoyable 2 weeks at Cheltenham.
Did you spend Christmas there? But you were there a few weeks being equipped, in effect, for abroad. Where did you go to after that?
The next place we went to from there, we had a lead. We were given an embarkation lead, and that's when we knew what was happening. And we were a week or 2 years, we had an embarkation lead.
And how did your parents take the fact that you were going away?
Well, prepared for it, I think. Last year, my parents
What did you feel about the prospect of going abroad? And obviously to hot climates.
Well, actually, we didn't know where we were going at that point. And rumored in there, but nothing literal, nothing definite about it. I think in the case of Paris, well, of course, you are you sort of let me know more. We knew how we were going with it. We went